saying that who can abash you can. Thank you, Bernard. Good to see you this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Reading the death of the Advent candle, death form, reading our scripture this morning. And I want to tell you that text that was read. Are you willing to answer yes? Are you willing to answer yes? Let us pray. Searching your God, you already know me. And because I'm a sinner, I thank God I'm a sinner to save my grace. You know my innermost thoughts, my innermost feelings. So whatever might be a hindrance to your word this morning, O Lord, I ask you to suppress them. If it takes even more, remove them, no matter how painful it might be. Give me that same clarity of sight, speech, and of thought that I ask you for every Sunday morning. Because your people need to hear a word from all that. And then, O Lord, I'm standing on the promises. I've asked you so many times to give me the strength. And because you've done it before, I know you can do it again. And so I give you all honor, all glory, and all praise. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Are you willing to answer yes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Friday, we will celebrate an event that changed things in our lives forever. And because it did, it gets to be how the thing has become so commercialized. Is that the church is saying to the world, we've given up having your way. But even though we know the story, even though we've heard the story for years, the change, that event name, doesn't seem to sink into our inner being. The difference that they has made in our lives for eternity does not seem to matter. As if we are saying, Jesus, you want us to change. Jesus, you want us to give certain things. Well, we'll take Santa Claus because Santa gives us what we want. But the exact opposite happens. But Santa puts us in debt. Have you noticed as COVID-19 has raged through this land? Have you heard anybody talking about shutting down department stores?
Oh no.
In fact, they were coming down the road, the governor of Texas said, you know, nothing's gonna be shut down. And the attorney general said, if a mayor tries to shut things down, then, you know, they're gonna take the mayor to court. See, just because Christmas is the difference between keeping the doors open of retail businesses or closing. They're profitable based on the money we spend in 1 month on stuff that does not last. While that 1 month can take care of some businesses for the entire year, and too many of us are in debt for 12 months or longer, so the others can prosper in that 1 month. And what is so troubling, just as many Christians refuse to learn for themselves who the real Jesus is, most have never been told the origins of what has become Santa Claus. Old Saint Nick was Nicholas of Bari. He lived in the 4th century in Turkey. And like most people of his day, little know about his life, except that he entrusted himself to Jesus at an early age. I hope before I get to my text, somebody sees the correlation between Nicholas and Mary. Both said yes to God when they were young. Oh, there was one great contrast, however. Mary was poor, and Nicholas was born rich. And instead of living a life of ease, living a life of access, even though his parents died when he was young, leaving him with a large amount of money, when most young people would be looking for toys, looking for other people to wait on a hand and foot, Nicholas gave away all of his parents' possessions to the poor. Nicholas didn't issue an edict to say it couldn't be done. Nicholas didn't condemn the father for what he was about to do. Nicholas used the church wealth to ransom the lives of those little ones, just like Jesus came to ransom our souls. Nicholas didn't have to die like Jesus. Nicholas lost 3 bags of gold that belonged to the church through a family window. And those 2 or 3 girls were set free, even though they became enslaved, just like Jesus set us free from sin and death and all eternity to come. Oh, I'm trying to make a point this morning. Old Saint Nick didn't come to enslave us to death. The example of Saint Nick was to free people from physical slavery, while the example of Jesus was to set us free from sin and death. And as Christians, I think it's time for us to embrace the real story of Jesus. Time to embrace the real story of old Saint Nick, because in both cases, it's about setting people free.
Yeah.
And in both cases, Mary and Nicholas said yes. Nicholas said yes to a Jesus who suffered and died for his sins. And Mary said yes to a Jesus who was yet to have put on human flesh. Yes to a situation that she did not even understand. Yes to a situation that could have caused her life. And if Nicholas could say yes, if Mary could say yes, oh, I'm glad a whole lot of y'all were at home. And even though you can see me, but I can't see you. So you can be honest on this last Sunday afternoon.
All right,
a few days before we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And the question is, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Are you ready to say yes to Jesus?
Yeah.
Because even though God can do anything that God wants to do, God wants some partners in some little things.
Yes, sir.
God wants some partners in some things that seem impossible. God moves and makes great things happen when people like you and me say yes to Almighty God. Oh, we're still in the Gospel of Luke this morning. One of the Gospel stories that contains a birth story. Luke tells the story one way. Matthew tells the story another way. And don't mix them up, because you will miss something that the authors are trying to say. Normally, when I preach, I would rest through a Gospel or book. Last week, I preached from the 2nd chapter of Luke. Well, this week, I'm going back to chapter 1. Last week, I preached old Mary's song. This week, I'm preaching on how Mary got to sing that song.
Yeah.
I have a witness this morning.
Yes, sir.
That we just sing a song.
Yes.
A song that speaks deep down in your spirit, song. It was because of some situation.
Yes,
it might have been a good situation.
Yeah.
It might be a bad situation. Whatever that situation was, God had a way of working it out.
Yes, sir.
Working it out so it didn't even see the end in the beginning. God had to understand what was going on. However, many times when God speaks, good news sometimes confuses.
Yes, sir.
In fact, let's be honest. The good news that God intends us with, too many times it sounds like bad news.
Yes, sir.
But the good news means you have to sacrifice.
Yes,
especially when most of us already have so little in the first place.
Yes,
that's confusing.
Yes.
When the good news means that family and friends are going to turn on you if you say yes.
Yes,
to me and to others, that sounds like bad news. When you're doing great things for God in familiar places with people that you know, and God tells you to go to a place with people you have never met before, because we love familiarity,
yes,
that appears not just to be a bad situation,
yes,
God on holy ground. Because he does not believe what God said. Zechariah is now unable to speak. To me, that's enough. Not only to believe, that's enough for me to say yes.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
even
sir.
Though Zechariah does not believe, even though Zechariah cannot speak up, God has it so that Elizabeth conceived in her old age.
Yeah.
See, when God is in the neighborhood,
yes, sir.
When God is moving,
yes, sir.
When you see that happening, it's time to get ready to say yes to God.
Yes, sir.
In fact, we see God moving in a family.
Yes, sir.
Because Elizabeth is Mary's son. And Elizabeth, in her old age, is 6 months pregnant. Oh, see, don't hate on what's going on in somebody's life and family. Don't hate when our own friends, when God is moving, because God next stop might be given to you. For the same angel that God sent to Elizabeth's husband, God sent Gabriel to nothing happen Nazareth. Oh, my Bible readers, no one. I said that because when it was said in John that Jesus came from Nazareth, the statement was made of what good can come out of
Nazareth. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that's good news for somebody this morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of us came from neighborhoods that other folks talked about.
Oh, yes,
some
sir.
Of us
yes,
are still sir. In neighborhoods that other people would put down.
Yeah.
But if God sent an angel to Nazareth, God can send an angel to your neighborhood and hurt your situation. The angel went to see a virgin in their tent. And you know the word virgin is important because the word is mentioned twice. A virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph. A virgin, and the virgin's name was Mary.
Yes, sir.
In Mary's case, being a virgin was important. However, there is some quality in all of us, even though we might not see it. Even though we might be ashamed of it,
yes.
That God can use us.
Yes,
God can use you.
Yes.
Whatever your heart,
yes,
whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, my God can use you. When the angel came to Mary, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." Now, because we're in worship right now, because we have put on our holiness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just above all of us would receive that greeting. Most of us would be ready to rejoice right now.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But as we leave worship, as we put our wings and our elbows
yes, sir.
Back in the closet,
come on now.
Step back into a situation
yes, sir.
That seems like death.
Yes.
Or a situation where you're not even sure of yourself.
Yes.
And your response might be just like her.
Yes.
She was confused by these words
yes.
And wondering what kind of greeting this might be. Why? I'm poor. What's favored about that? I'm a woman. That makes things worse, especially then.
Yeah.
The Lord might be with me. But things getting better for me depend on how my soon-to-be husband Joseph treats me.
Oh,
see, I thank God this changed. That,
yes,
that one is a whole number.
Yes.
That women ain't got to depend on him to be
faithful.
We got women that are CEOs of companies. A woman is the speaker of the house. In fact, we will have a woman to be vice president of the United States. See, one is a whole number. And there's something that many people come to realize, especially women,
yeah.
That I used to say a long time ago,
prepare.
You can do bad by yourself. And you know, we need help, because on Friday, I went into the building. The sign said clearly on the outside, only two people left on the inside. Uh-huh. And so I'm in there. And this woman come in there with her door. And I had to stand there and listen to that woman go home. Because she was told to wait on the outside until I got, or she could let her daughter stay in, or she could stay in.
Right.
You know, we got to do a whole lot of teaching to have just some common sense. Just be your assignment. Give somebody in your life that you come to some common sense on how to handle this thing that is killing you.
Preach, man. Preach.
That's got an assignment.
Yeah.
Not just to be a deacon.
That's right.
Not just to be a preacher.
Come on,
because
man.
People are dying both physically and spiritually.
Yes, sir.
But to bring about positive change for others in this thing.
Yes, sir.
Same thing is that not only do people refuse this family, many people feel that they're not capable of taking on the assignment that God has given. The good news this morning is, if God gives you an assignment, you can do it.
Amen.
Listen to this. And the first thing I love is the fact that God is always consistent. First thing the angel says to Mary is, don't be afraid. See, being in the presence of an almighty and all-powerful God is frightful. And the same holds true when it comes to meeting somebody sent by God. So many times we hear in Scripture,
don't be afraid
when God shows up. The angel then says, God is honored. And don't let those birds fly right over your head. When God honors you, God is giving you the opportunity to do something that no other person has been allowed to do.
Yes, sir.
So what follows should not be a surprise. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. Or the angel continues, he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father.
Yeah.
The angel goes on to say, he will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom. Sound like a mother's dream to me.
Yes, sir.
Having a son who would be great. Having a son who would be a king.
Yes, sir.
Having a son whose kingdom will have no end.
Yes, sir.
A lot of women would jump at that chance, never considering what would be required.
Come on now.
But I have to feel that God chose Mary because Mary had some wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Mary probably could not be.
Come on.
Mary had probably never sat under one of the teachers of her day.
Yes.
However, her response shows she has wisdom. Just listen to what this little peasant girl said. How will this happen since I haven't had sexual relationship with a man?
Yes, sir.
Mary was young, but she had that part, you know.
Yes, sir. Come on,
but
now.
But think back a few years and how as Christians we used to try to explain this story.
Come on now.
I can't tell you how many times my educated friends laughed at me for believing the story.
Come on now.
I heard a great theologian say, if that's what it was took, and if that's what it took for the early Christians to believe, then I believe. But isn't it amazing? People will talk about what God can do, and then turn around and do the same thing themselves.
Come on now.
But we don't know how many people there are walking on the earth today who were conceived and the sexual act never heard of.
All right.
They call it artificial insemination.
Yeah.
And a man could do some artificial insemination. Thank you, God, for doing what you did, whatever way you did.
Yeah.
And because the message was from God. Because the assignment was from God. When Mary asked her there was a response and a reply. Whatever your questions, whatever your doubts, even when we have a problem with God, when we feel that God is not handling things right, God can handle whatever you throw at God. Try him. God can handle. Murray questioned the power of God. Murray questioned the ability of God, the Creator, to do what had never been done. However, God gave the angel an answer. The angel said, the Holy Spirit will come up. I know that's even hard for some Christians to understand. But if you listen to me long enough, you know that I'm one with a speech impediment. I'm one who had to take remedial speech when I enrolled in Howard University. But I know what happens when the Holy Spirit comes over me on a Sunday morning. And not just on a Sunday morning, but each and every day. The angel not only speaks of how the Holy Spirit would come over Mary, the angel tells Mary that the power of the Most High will overshadow. Oh, I think I need to unpack that for you. The power of God who created, the power who created us, the power of God who created the universe, the power of the all-powerful God, that God will have it so that you think the impossible thing that you got to go through, or it ain't really nothing. And if some of us, when God gives us an assignment, look at what the angel told Mary that God was going to do, maybe we would more quickly say yes. We would more quickly step up because God was going to make difficult things possible. And because God was in control of the process, the one who was to be born would be holy, truly holy. Not just doing the worship out, but holy each and every day. And because he was conceived without sexual relations, his DNA is of God.
Yeah.
Therefore, he will be called God's son.
Yes, sir.
Do you see why the angel said Mary would be honored?
Yes, sir.
For who else can claim to be the mother of Jesus?
Yes, sir.
The angel even points to what God is already doing in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
He tells that your relative Elizabeth,
yes, sir,
even though she had given up on having a child,
yes, sir,
even though friends and family whispered because they could not have a child, she has conceived the child.
Yes, sir.
And to show Mary how good God is.
Come on now.
This woman who had been labeled unable to conceive and now 6 months pregnant.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in the house on the screen this morning?
Come on.
Other than me who has been labeled.
Yes.
See, I was labeled as slow when I entered the schoolhouse. But because God had the assignment for me, I now have more alphabets than I believe that God has alphabets. Oh, here I'm here to expand the prophecy. Oh, I didn't have a venture capitalist back in me. I didn't have an initial public offering. I went to my supplier, and the credit manager told me I didn't have the compassion to do expand.
Come on, man.
See, they labeled me as incapable of the God and the pastor. And you know something? That supplier had to close up before I sold them. And the credit manager became a broker who sold pharmacy. And I got to work with my father. I got to tell him what he did. You had to write me that check in 2012 when I sold the pharmacy. Get labeled in my car. I just told you that you can't do what God has put in your spirit.
What the
hell? But the angel told Mary, get ready. On your side, nothing is impossible for God. Oh, I need to say it.
This came across the screen.